Welcome back, my friend. Chef and Fat Man live from Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta. And oh, does that look good? Woo! See how they respond?
Wow.
Most of the time when I throw up a finger like that, I get all kinds of weird things. But here at Cutter's, where peace and tranquility is the day, you hear ooh. See?
All right. It's amazing. Very good.
That really does. Now let's talk about the tenderness. What, in the audience, what do you think is the tenderest by show of applause? Prime rib? Nah. Okay. Filet mignon? Ribeye? There you go. You're a man, sir. You're a man. And or petite filet. All right. So filet mignon wins. I will guarantee you when you eat this, and I've choked down a number of filet mignons. I know it shocks you with my Adonis-like physique. But
your Adonis-like physique does shock everybody.
Yes, it does. Does, especially on the beach. I'll tell you what, man, I bring a whole new meaning to the thong. But I wanted to say that before everybody ate so they would lose their appetite. That way I get more egg rolls. But anyway, this will be tenderer than any filet mignon you've ever eaten. I kid you not. And traditionally, venison can be tender, but this is beyond the beyond. And that's because of chef's preparation, which he trained you today to become an expert in venison tenderloin. Chef, this is amazing. Now, you've been stirring religiously to get all those good ingredients all together, and you said something that was kind of disparaging about egg rolls.
What's that?
Well, you said, yeah, we, you know, do we have to put, I guess we have to put an egg roll now. What?
Well, you know, it's kind of, it really tastes pretty good by itself, and because you never know with, the one thing you don't know with venison is it going to be that good? Now, John has batted 100% on the venison he's brought us, so I gotta just believe. But no, but a lot of times I'll prepare it as medallions or something like that, and I just felt like doing something different this time. So what we've done is we've mixed that in with the cabbage and the leeks and the cherries, and remember we cooked that all off in the same butter, the same pan as the venison, so we picked up all of the juicy bits
from the fonds and everything
else. Any juices left on the cutting board, I also dumped back into that, just so they'll sort of get in there. And now we have to let that cool so that we can roll it up into the egg roll in a bit.
And that's something that people have tried to make egg rolls at home. I've seen this happen. What they'll do is they'll make up all the ingredients, and as soon as it's ready, they'll grab the roll and put it in there. And it's not nearly as good because it kind of semi-cooks the egg roll, and it allows a lot of what little bit of fat you have tends to get into the skin of the egg roll, and then when you fry it, it doesn't get that real nice crispiness. By letting it cool, you're allowing everything to stay in there so that when you're frying it, which is basically flashing that egg roll, you'll get the nice crust, and when you bite into it, it'll have the nice crispness and all of the great things that go within it. So it's a beautiful thing. Now, while that noise you hear in the background is Chef Eric showing off his knife skills, and I will go to venture to say that you are not using the conventional kitchen knife or cutting knife that most people in the culinary world would use, not Chef Eric, the one with the $40,000 deer stand. You are using what?
I'm using a Nikiri.
Okay, that sounds like a social disease, or it sounds like a bottle of booze.
Okay, it's not. It's a 7-inch knife specifically made for cutting vegetables, and it has a sort of a unique shape. It's got a flat bottom. Still has sort of a little bit of an edge.
So you can still rock it if you need to.
Yeah, you can rock it, but for the most part, it's flat. And it's just a Japanese style knife that. My friend over at Chef's Life Apparel.
I was hoping you were going to, yes.
Yeah, the Ergo Knife, Ergo Chef Knife Collection. They're awesome. So if you want some, you can contact Peter Silvano over at Chef's Life Apparel. Yeah. Also, he's got some really cool T-shirts and stuff.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, there's one which I almost wore today that says, it's a pig on the front, black with white pig, and then it says, Praise the Lord. It's a good one for Sundays.
Yes. That could be a religious experience.
Yes.
But that being said, that is a very nice knife for doing the veg. Of course, I find the Vusov Trident that I have at home, the 8-inch kimchi knife, works just as well. But.
Well, it doesn't, but that's okay. So I also have Vusov. I've got my Vusov right here, and that right here, and I'll use that for meats and things like that as well. So
okay.
All right. So what I'm doing now is I'm simply I wanted to create a little bit of a fennel salad just to serve on top of the salmon that we're going to do. And I just took one small organic fennel bulb, and you peel off the outer layer of it, and then just julienne the insides of it. And we'll take a little bit of chives, and we'll cut these up. When you have, I've got probably 5 or 6 chives here, you just bend them in half, start from the bent end, and it just makes it a little bit easier to get a
Thank God you've got your Japanese veggie knife.
Well, that's right. Absolutely. So we add in the chives. Then we're going to add in some lemon juice, a little bit of olive oil, and I think we should put some real sweet Vidalia onions.
Oh, absolutely.
Onions in,
so. Because they are the sweetest onions on earth. And the only way you know you're getting the sweetest onions on earth is you go into your store and you look for real sweet on the back of the tag. Because if it does not say it on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And let me tell you, just a little histoire. There is a company out there whose name I shall not mention that has replicated the color scheme and the logo of Real Sweet. And now on the little stickers on the onions, they are at a 10-second glance, look identical. You have to really get down on it to realize what it is.
So if it says Christopher Ranch, that's not the one you want. Just saying. They're not a sponsor.
CNR. But anyway, if you see that on there, if it doesn't say Real Sweet, it ain't. And as of this, as of the 2015 crop, the University of Georgia's Agriculture Department, which has been working very closely with the Vidalia onion growers, because Vidalia onions are literally federally protected. You cannot use the word Vidalia onion on any other onion. It's against federal law to do so. So the 18 counties in Georgia are the only place those onions can come from. And there was such a ferocious competition for that finite amount of onions that the state decided to run a contest. And every single Vidalia onion grower in the 18 counties was able to submit as many 10-pound bags as they wanted to compete. Real Sweet sent one bag. Another major company sent 100 bags. Real Sweet was chosen from all the others as having the sweetest onion in the state of Georgia. Vidalia onion is considered the sweetest onion, so they literally are the sweetest onions on earth. And their Peruvian Sweet is almost identical to the Vidalia Sweet. So when you try these onions, you are amazed at the sweetness of these onions, and it makes such a difference. So we're so proud to be having them as our sponsor. We've been with them for 6 years. They've been a sponsor of the show for 2 years. So to see this happen is phenomenal. So it was nice of you to, and I mentioned to Brandon, who is the sales and marketing guru down there with Real Sweet, that we were a little Real Sweet light.
Yeah, I haven't received my box recently.
Yeah, well, it just so happens that problem will be rectified by next week.
Good. Anyway, so I'm just thin slicing this onion with the nigiri. And we're going to add this in. I've already added some lemon juice with the fennel or the anise, whatever you want to call it. By the way, it does go by both names in your store. So if you ask them for... If you go to Kroger and you ask them for fennel, they'll say, I don't know what that is, but it's there under anise.
And or Gary.
No. It's under anise. And the other strange thing about it is that...
that's pretty strange.
Well, it is, but they have it listed under lettuces on their pricing. So when they're looking for it on their little zippy, doodad cylindrical list...
Uh-huh.
They're like, what's this called? Whatever. Anyway. So.
But you don't have that problem at Whole Foods. See, Whole Foods is clearly defined. They know exactly what it is.
I was actually very impressed, though, that this was a organic fennel bulb, much smaller than typical other fennel bulbs. But so I'm going to add a little bit of olive oil to it.
Now, is this where you would require the extra virgin as opposed to the light?
Yep, extra virgin. We add a little bit of salt. And I'm using a coarse sea salt these days.
Nice.
A lot more of the trace minerals.
Now, are you adding any isogenics powder to this at all?
I'm not,
actually.
Oh, okay,
just asking.
I'm going to add a few little herbs to Provence.
Oh, of course. Oui, oui.
Yeah. And give that a toss.
While he has got his meaty little fingers meshing it all together, we are Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs, live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, baby.